Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Back, baby.
I told you I'd be back.
Yes, thank you. Hephaestus, do you copy over there?
Yes, Module. We copy, but we only have a few minutes before the interference blacks out communications. Colonel Kepler is asking me to remind you that for the duration of the storm, everything should be by the book.
Of course.
Greatest hits, eh?
It's going to be a long weekend.
Tell him that everything is under control. Jacoby's making final adjustments on the exterior sensors now. We should pick up some good readings from our position.
Which, remind me again why I have to go to infinity and beyond for this particular electro typhoon.
For the 17th time, this storm is the last bit of predicted stellar meteorology before the contact event in 2 weeks.
We might be able to approximate what that'll look like based on the radiation readings from this storm.
And two receptors are better than one. Hence, Kepler, Minkowski, and Hilbert taking readings from the Hephaestus while the four of us run backup on this module. Got it?
Mostly?
We're bootlegging the opening band to figure out what kind of anvil the headliner is going to drop on our heads.
Oh. Why didn't you just say that?
Give me strength.
I can interrupt. Before we lose communications, you can expect radio contact in about 70 hours. The Hephaestus will rendezvous with you in 96, once stellar activity has completely died down.
Great. Setting internal timer in 3, 2, 1. Hira, my projections put the start of major flare activity in 28 minutes. Is that what you have?
Affirmative. We're starting to get some interference on our side. I'm going to get off the comm. It goes well. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Well, kids, looks like we're on our own for the next 4 days.
Party! Responsible scientific survey!
Better.
Maxwell, can you flash the EMR sensor for me?
You see it?
Got it. Just a few minor tweaks and we'll be good to go, guys.
Jacoby?
Yeah, I saw.
That was a low-level emission from the...
Yes, I noticed. Thank you.
That's your official call to stop tinkering and get back inside.
Yes, I know. I'm heading back towards the airlock now.
Thank you, Captain.
I'm on it. I suppose. Permission to come aboard granted.
How long do we have until this thing really gets going?
About 26 minutes.
And we're sure our little lifeboat can survive the 3-hour tour?
The module is made from the same adaptive nanotube casing as the Urania. We'll get kinetic pressure, but the heliosphere's particle
strength. Yeah. It's nerd tested, Maxwell approved. We'll be fine.
All right, you heard the Colonel. By the book. Officer Eiffel?
One radioactive storm chaser checklist coming right up. Airlock?
Secure.
Comms?
Dead.
Complicated scientific equipment?
Up, running, and set to automatic.
Thus ends the book. Officer Eiffel?
Oh, yeah. 96 hours of time to kill checklist is a go. Drinks?
Set to manual.
Pringles?
Popped.
Deck of cards.
Shuffled. The name of the game is Texas Hold'em. One low-level chore to buy in. Ante up, lady and gents. Plays to you, Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, but how can I put a value on this incredibly... incredible hand?
You know, statistically, with four players, the odds of you...
Yeah. F-deck vacuuming. Maxwell?
Call. Changing the water filters.
Call. Laundry.
All rays. Dishes and handrails.
Well, I'm glad you're so eager to do all my chores, Captain.
Hey, right now I'm just happy to get some time away from the Hephaestus.
Oh, man.
Ain't that true?
Kepler's got that white whale thing going on. Hilbert's been speaking radiationese for the past week, and Minkowski...
She's still being weird.
That's one way of putting it. One very understated way.
She needs to get over that already. Jacoby and I didn't throw a fit when you told us.
Thanks, Doc, but that's not exactly reassuring. Aren't you both, like, vaguely horrific people?
What's your point? Call. Toilets.
You okay, though?
Yeah. Look, she can choose her own adventure on this one. Never speak to Eiffel ever again is a totally valid answer on the final. It's just nice to get a break from all the not talking to me.
Hey, are we here to have deep, meaningful conversations that'll enrich our lives or to play poker? Maxwell, you're up.
Fun as this is, I'm out.
So, do we really think this campout's going to tell us anything new about Wolf 359's Technicolor Dreamcoat?
No promises. But after we compile the data from this storm, Hira and I will have plenty to go through.
And that's not, you know, gonna cause more problems with the autopilot.
I told you. Here is fine.
Not what the man asked, Maxwell.
She's dealing with it. I, you know, did my small part. With my completely badass software formatting skills that totally saved the day. Thank you very much.
Here we go again.
If she needs more help, she'll ask.
Hasn't been Hera's strong suit historically.
It might help if we knew more about what happened. Whatever you did when you were in her memory...
is her business, Eiffel. She'll tell you when she's ready.
Plays to you, Eiffel.
Fold. And then there were Dose.
Suit yourself. Let's see what we've got here. 2, 7, and hey, another 7. Well, that's a pretty pair.
Uh-huh.
Your bet, Jacoby. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that you're trying to psych me out.
And? Is it working?
Ha, 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 Captain. You're gonna have to do more than that to get under my...
Did anybody else?
Nope.
I didn't even say.
Nobody else heard that. That was just you, Maxwell, and you didn't hear anything because there's nothing to fear. I mean, here, nothing to hear.
Good talk, Eiffel.
That's nothing.
I definitely think it's...
Nothing to worry about. It's just the metal. So the pod's hull must be cooling down or something.
How long until the storm hits?
Not for another 21 minutes. Whatever this is...
It's not that. Great.
It sounds like...
Nope.
It sounds like...
Don't say it.
Like someone's out there.
We're in outer space. The nearest people are on the Hephaestus, on the other side of the star.
Who said anything about people?
Is it me or...
It's moving. Going along the hull.
Oh, please. It's just the metal.
That's not what that sounds like.
We're floating in an experimental module on the edge of a solar storm from a radioactively unpredictable star. How do you know that this isn't exactly what that sounds like?
Because that sounds like the exterior airlock door?
Just out of good old cowardice, on a scale of, say, 1 to 4 knocks, how impregnable is the airlock?
Door's solid steel. Hydraulics reinforced.
But does that make it xenomorph-proof?
Eiffel, relax. It's gonna sound like we're getting flak until we're through the initial flares. But this door is completely secure. See?
How about now? Can I freak out now?
It answered.
No. That was
it
just...
It copied you. 3 knocks. Same as you.
All right, everyone. Calm down.
Captain, now might be the time for some heroics.
What do you want me to do, Eiffel?
Are there hatches which could, you know, be batting the hell down?
No. But let me check out the main control panel. Maybe I can... Damn it.
What happened to the badass software formatting skills?
Shut up. Maybe I can map the radiographic signature along the perimeter to at least...
Oh, great.
Did the predator just cut our power?
No, that's the storm. It's starting to mess with our systems. We should get the lights back on soon.
Is that before or after we all get John Carpentered?
Eiffel, here.
Thanks. Now that we've got a nice event horizon kind of vibe going on, could we maybe do something?
Fine. I will check the door system. On the off chance, there is something.
Guys, there's nothing out there!
Are you nuts? How nightmare at 7.5 light years do things need to get before you wake up and smell the gremlin?
Guys?
What?
Look. The comms panel.
Oh, God. That's an incoming hail.
I thought we were in a communications blackout.
We are.
Well, someone's on the line.
Uh-uh. No way. That is not my job.
Answering a comms hail is not your job, Communications Officer Eiffel?
Nope. I'm making the executive decision, as this mission's communication specialist, to ignore that.
Is that... I mean, this might be the kind of phenomenon that we're...
Then you answer it. You pick up the phone and see what episode of the Twilight Zone we end up in.
Oh, for God's sake.
Captain?
This is Captain Isabel Lovelace of the USS Hephaestus. Who is this?
Hilarious, Captain. You want to let me in? Preferably before the chop gets any worse?
Repeat your last?
Come on, seriously. The storm's brewing out here.
Acknowledged. We're having... Hold on for a second. Okay, please tell me that this is some kind of awful, horribly ill-conceived joke. How are you in here and out there?
Wait, what?
Daniel, this isn't funny.
It's not! Guys, I swear, I have nothing to do with this.
What the... What was... What is going on here?
I told you. I told all of you. I said nothing good.
Eiffel?
But no. Why listen to the guy the Kryptonians have been bugging with drive time requests for over a year?
I don't... Look, I know what it sounds like, but that
is... Oh, believe me, I've been there.
It sounds exactly like you.
It sounds like him, it talks like him. Hell, I bet the thing in Moon Indigo out there has got real strong opinions on dynamite like him.
Eiffel! You're not helping.
Sorry. Sorry, Jacoby.
It's... Don't worry about it.
What the hell is going on in there?
Well, let's maybe worry a little bit.
Is that... Did you guys record me earlier, or... What is this? And why aren't you letting me in?
It's... The issue we're having, it's not...
Look, I don't know who the hell this is, but it stops right now.
Guys, I'm really not sure what is going on. But, in the interest of not being unclear, it's me. And it is starting to get real hairy out here. If you leave me outside when the storm hits, I'm going to get radioactively torn apart. So, if you wouldn't mind just tabling this terrifying experience for a sec, let me in!
Oh,
What the hell is that?
I set a timer. 12 minutes before the storm hits. To, make sure we were all back inside in time.
Guys? Do you think we should, you know, just in case?
No. No way!
Jacoby, think about it.
I am! And whatever that thing is...
Right back at you, pal!
The reason we were sent up here in the first place...
was to not make a stupid decision that would get everyone killed!
Aren't you the least
bit... It is not something we let inside the pod!
Settle down.
You do so let me inside, because I am me! Maxwell, you know it's me!
Maxwell, don't you dare to eat...
Are you okay?
It's not a you.
I'm... Everything beyond the outer hatch is really getting choppy. My O2 levels are closing in on the red. Have I mentioned how I just can't hang out on the porch much longer?
Guys? When the aliens jacked my voice, they didn't sound...
terrified. Yeah.
That's it. I'm shutting it off.
Hey!
Jacoby, wait.
It's trying to turn you against me. I'm not going to hear any more of it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Ah!
What the hell is going on in there?
Jacoby, calm down! You okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Listen up. We are going to come to a safe, fair solution here. But the only way we can do that is to not panic and deal with the situation like rational adults. All right?
Sure.
All right.
So, suggestions?
I mean, it's safe to say it's the aliens, right?
We shouldn't make any assumptions.
Oh, there's a couple things I'm definitely ready to assume.
Yeah, like what?
For one thing, we have no way of knowing if a human-sounding voice corresponds to a human physiognomy.
So, if we open the airlock, whatever we find might be less Danny Boy and more... Cthulhu?
I am not Cthulhu!
And we're not opening the airlock!
Quiet! What's your point, Maxwell?
It's not a point. It's, just a possibility.
Any other possibilities?
It could finally be the Empty Man. Oh, goddammit. None of you are here for the Empty Man.
Okay. Other possibilities? Maxwell, Jacoby, Command knew you might have an encounter when they sent you up here. You're telling me they didn't give you any guidance? Run you through any scenarios?
They did, but... nothing so...
I'm taking ballpark explanations.
Well... just... going off the available data... if it is whatever entity you've made contact with, maybe it uses the flares as some sort of intelligence-gathering tool. They're able to manifest based on the information they receive.
So, what? They can Xerox themselves to Jacoby?
Or present themselves in his form during periods of activity. When they spoke as you, Eiffel, it was during an astrophysical anomaly. They haven't done that since.
Or, hey, Captain, I've got one. How about the possibility where I'm me? And whatever weak-ass carbon copy, the Star Mate just beat me to the airlock and wants to leave me out here to die!
Maxwell, you cannot possibly believe that crap.
Like I said... we can't make any assumptions.
So, just to recap, either we have the original Jacoby with us, and whatever's out there is just really good at imitating him, or
the one outside is the real Jacoby. And the alien's already in here with us.
Oh, for God! Maxwell, do something!
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Talk to him, at least!
Our mission prep didn't exactly include alien doppelganger passwords, Eiffel!
Well, clearly we need to get on that, but you've worked together for, what, years? There has to be something about you that only the real Jacoby would know. Something personal, something private, something secret that would let us know which Slim Shady is the living, breathing, human version of your friend.
That's actually a really, really good idea.
Thank you!
Maxwell, think of three questions. Things only Jacoby would know.
Preferably things you haven't talked about at all since you've got to Wolf 359.
Okay. Okay, I've got him.
Jacoby, for this to work, I'm going to need to turn the radio off. Just for a minute. I promise we'll be back.
I want to hear it from Maxwell. And Eiffel, too. Promise you'll be back.
We promise, Jacoby.
We promise. I'm sorry, but...
Ask your damn questions.
When did I start wearing contacts?
Never. You've got better eyesight than me or Kepler.
When we were smuggling tech out of China, how did I get us through the checkpoint?
The Bible. You let the guard think he'd found some missionaries, and he didn't even bother to search our stuff.
While you were in Sydney, I was repairing another census unit. What was he called?
Unit 178. And you weren't repairing him, you were experimenting, trying to expand his capacity or something. You told me that if it worked, you wanted to give him the designation Perseus. But it didn't take.
He passed.
Of course I passed.
6 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see about the other guy. Ready, Jacoby?
Yeah, just hurry, okay?
When did I start wearing contacts?
You don't wear contacts at all.
How'd I get us out of China?
By making it seem like we were missionaries.
When you were in Sydney, what was the name of the census unit I was repairing?
Jacoby.
Jacoby, what was the name of the unit?
Unit 178. But it wasn't accepted for service. Too unstable.
He got them right. They both did.
You can't be thinking about this.
Okay, seriously now. I passed. I know I passed. Please let me in.
4 minutes. We have to make a call.
Okay. I'm sorry, but if there's any chance that it's the real Jacoby,
hell, if there's any chance it's a real Jacoby, I don't think we can just leave him out there. Let's
step away from the door, Eiffel.
Jacoby? What the hell?
Step away.
Jacoby?
Don't try me, Captain.
Calm down. If you wave that thing around, you are going to hurt someone.
And you're gonna get us all killed! Everyone get away from that door right now!
Okay, okay. We're moving. Right, Eiffel?
Yeah, totally.
Guys, seriously, I cannot be out here much longer.
Maxwell, you too. Everyone stay the hell back.
No.
What?
I said no, Daniel.
You
can't think.
I think there's only one way to be certain. And I know we didn't come out here just to close the door on something because it's scary.
That's not what this is about.
It's what everything's about. 2 minutes.
Hand me the gun, Jacoby. It's okay. I promise. It's going to be okay.
Here.
Thank you.
Just do it. Before I change my mind.
Stand by, Jacoby.
Thank you. Whatever's going on, we'll figure it out. Just please hurry.
Never fear, my friend. As we say amongst my people, just chill them brothers out and wait for the cavalry, which should be coming. As I was saying, wait for the cavalry, which should be... Houston? This door's not opening.
What? Why? There's no reason for it. Why is it jammed?
Man, it's really... It's like...
Like someone removed the motion sensor for the door. Thanks for teaching me that trick, Eiffel. Catch.
But...
By the book. Well, the book gives the master at arms jurisdiction over station security, and opening the door in the middle of a stellar flare is about as far from safe as I can imagine.
Captain!
I'm sorry, but this isn't a democracy. It was never going to be a choice.
You just let us... If you'd taken out the sensor, then why didn't you just say so? What the hell?
We had time to kill. As long as no one did anything stupid, like pulling out a firearm, then we could just run down the clock. Agonizing over a decision, we'd talk ourselves right through the storm and no one would get hurt.
No, you can't do this. You just can't let this happen.
Maxwell, this happened 20 minutes ago.
Jacoby!
No. I'm with the captain.
No! No! You can't do that, Captain! You're going to kill me! You can't just leave me out here to die! What are you going to tell the others? That you just...
Shut it off. No. You did this. Now we're going to listen to it.
Turn it off.
No.
Turn it off!
Yeah.
Lights are back. And all the other systems are stabilizing. We're through the major flare. It'll just be electromagnetic activity from here on out.
Super.
What are you doing?
At the very least, we need to know if he's still there. Jacoby? Jacoby, do you read me? Jacoby, do you read me? Jacoby, are you still there?
Lana, I didn't go anywhere.
Well, just 95 hours left. Just the four of us. All on our own. Hooray.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valenti. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde. An audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to tell us that this is some kind of awful, horribly ill-conceived joke? Do so by supporting the show on Patreon. Sign up for a monthly donation at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras. Or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.